Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
The first thing I want to talk about is kids at funerals. So, it's an interesting conversation, and one that we raised in the office today, and I thought it would be interesting to talk to you about it. Do you think kids should be at funerals? And we were speaking to a member of staff in the office today, who will remain nameless, who was telling us that his daughter has started questioning death. He said that I know this is quite a morbid conversation, by the way, so I'm aware of the fact that, you know, if you don't want young little ears listening to it, I am advising you, right? Because unfortunately, it's a fact of life, death, isn't it? And he said that basically she started asking about where his grandfather is and, you know, why they're not with them anymore, etc., etc. So we got talking about telling kids about death in the office and when, you know, we should have that conversation with them, or, you know, how long do you have to kind of lie to them and say, oh, they're going away on holidays or whatever it is that you would normally tell a very young child. And we got talking about them children, you know, being present at funerals. And there was a kind of mixed bag in the office. I mean, some people said they remembered their first funeral as a child and said they remembered saying goodbye to their relative and it was nice to be able to do that. Others, however, said that their first funeral as a child was very traumatic, especially attending a wake where you would have a body in a coffin. And others have said, you know, that the funeral, their first funeral as a child, you know, was something that they needed to do, maybe to put, I suppose, finality on something. So I kind of think today about funerals and whether or not children should even attend funerals. Look, I'll give you my own personal experience. I remember many, many years ago, I went to a funeral. I won't say who it was. My children were all very young at the time. And I remember the day, it was 5 o'clock in the evening. It was the middle of winter. It was cold. It was dark, which all adds, I suppose, to that kind of grim atmosphere, which is already there when somebody dies. But we were in a church and, you know, there was a guy at the top of the altar started doing, you know, a decade of the rosary and the usual, you know, going through the beads one by one for about 20 minutes or so. And he was doing this whole Holy Mary, Mother of God, and all the people, the parishioners were, Holy Mary, Mother of God. And I'm going, this is awful. And the children were like, mouths open, going, what the hell is going on here? And at the time, my youngest would have been maybe 3. Middle child was about 4. And my older child would have been about 7 or 8. And I thought, this is awful. We need to get out of here. This is the most morbid thing I have ever come across. I don't want children to remember somebody by this occasion. It was almost satanic in the way it was presented. Now, I'm not saying we should have bands and show bands and people running around in costumes, dancing and clowns and all sorts of carry on. I understand the reason why a funeral is quite morbid and is quite grim because people have died and particularly for the family. But it was just a miserable thing, I believe, to bring a child, a very negative feeling for a child, particularly very young children. And I never did it again. And I don't personally believe that children should go to funerals unless they're directly related. I think that would be something you would regret. For example, if you didn't bring your child to, say, their father's funeral or their brother's funeral or sister's or whatever, I think that would be something you would regret, or mother indeed, for that matter. So I think unless it's a direct relation, I don't necessarily agree with it. I understand, as I said, if it's a parent or a sibling, which would be traumatic in itself, they obviously have to be there. But should they have to go to funerals, you know, of aunts and uncles and extended families and cousins and friends? Do you remember your first funeral as a child? What was your reaction to it? I don't like funerals personally myself. I actually despise them. I would go, generally make an appearance at a funeral, very short appearance. I tend not to go to gravesides. I understand that death is something that presents itself to all of us at some point in life, but I don't like funerals. I don't visit graveyards. Very rarely would I go to a graveyard, you know, for people who I've lost, you know, and kneel down, and because I don't believe in God and all that kind of stuff. But I don't believe that the person I remembered is in the hole, because I just believe the vessel is in the hole. That's just my personal opinion on it, but I'm sure you might have a different opinion. And I know many people find great comfort in going to a graveyard. So I don't certainly want to, you know, upset those people by saying that. But I want to know, is it appropriate to bring a child to a funeral? Let's pick an age here. 6 years of age? Is it appropriate? 6 years of age, they can walk, they can talk, they have a little bit of an understanding, but not too much of an understanding. Is it appropriate to bring a child to a funeral? Now, we're not talking about mam, dad or a sibling, right? We're talking about uncles, aunts, cousins, friends. Is that appropriate? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. And how do you have that conversation with a very young child, by the way? You know, 3 or 4 years of age? That somebody has, granny is gone and she's not coming back? Pat, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Pat?
Yeah, good, Niall. Interesting, Niall. I have to say, there was a very spiritual and religious side of you coming out there and all of that now, and for someone who's an atheist, but there you go. I think 6 years of age, maybe 7 years of age, is a bit young to be going to a funeral, because you get smaller kids than that at funerals, and they're not really aware of what's going on, or they don't really care, you know.
But should we explain to them? Should you actually explain to somebody that the person's dead, that the word dead is quite final? Should you explain that? Is that something a six-year-old should have a comprehension of?
No, I don't think so. No, I think such things should come naturally, you know, when a child will say, maybe 8, 9 or 10, what happened, Grandad? Well, Grandad is dead. For example, now, speaking in examples, Grandad has passed on, and where's he gone?
Well, he's gone to Holy God, it was the old thing, wasn't it?
Well, even Stephen Hawking said before he died, his last statement, you can look it up, believes in God all of a sudden, but there you go. But however, and I just go back to what you said, and I thought it was very religious and very spiritual, Niall. Well, the way I interpreted it was that you said, I don't believe the person is in there, it's just a vessel in there, and that's what your body is, a vessel, and
yeah.
You know, religion tells us there's more to our body than just the vessel, the flesh and blood. There's more, the spirituality. So you know, I mean, depend on whether you're an extreme.
Would you be an attender? Would you go to a graveside and, you know, stand there and, you know, have a few thoughts, quiet moments?
I would, yeah, and I think that, and it can be very sad, and I've lost a lot of people along the way, and.
Yeah.
Military people also on active service and so on and so forth, and relations, like most people, and good friends. But I would always reflect on the individual, and I would say prayers for them that they have a safe journey on to the next life, next world, heaven, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, whatever you believe in yourself, yeah. Yeah,
whatever you believe in yourself. So yeah, it's nice to talk about people in the fun ways and remember this, that and the other, because it is a celebration. You know, of somebody moving on.
But see, I'm thinking of a little, you know, and some people will do it, a little six-year-old, and say his granny dies, right? And which would be quite common, you know, because obviously grannies and granddads get to that age, right? So the granny dies, and he's brought to the granny's house where she's, you know, stretched out in a coffin. And, you know, this little six-year-old has no comprehension. He thinks granny's asleep, you know, and everybody's crying, and adults are crying. And this is just not the environment for a child. That child needs to remember that person from when they were alive.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the last memory they'll have is quite a miserable one.
Yeah, I'd agree with you, Niall. I'd agree with that, Niall. That can be traumatic, you know. That can be traumatic. And it can be all sorts of things to a young child, to a young mind who doesn't know, well, there's granny there or there's granddad there. And what's wrong with them? And why are people crying and upset? Because they probably wouldn't have that emotional feeling, you know. And
because I didn't go to my... I, as far as I remember, I didn't go to my granny's funeral. I think as far as I remember, my auntie was minding us, right? And I remember I would have been quite young. I think I was only about 8 or 9 years of age when she died, right? But I only remember my granny and my granddad. Now, my granny was 96. My grandfather was 98 when they died, right? They lived up in James Street in the flats. And I only ever remember them at Christmas. We'd go up and they'd be sitting, my granddad be sitting there with his brandy and his cigarettes. And I remember my granny as well. So I only remember it as they were, not as they died, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, that's a fair point. And I think you've laid it out there. Now, there will be some people that may disagree, but I think you're right. I think it's 100%. I think a child, you know, like when my father passed on, I didn't bring my children to the funeral. And they would have been around 6 or 7, you know, years of age.
Yeah.
I think at the time, I'm not quite sure. But my children, we decided not to bring the children to the funeral, and we had them looked after, you know, for the day when we went to the funeral, and that was it. I think it can be probably healthy not to do such, you know.
But I think particularly if there's a wake as well. But stay there for a second, Pat, because Dylan, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Dylan?
Good afternoon, Niall.
Dylan, it's been a while. How are you?
It is been a while, yeah. I'm very well. You're still there anyway.
Yeah, do you miss me?
Yeah. you got another few payments before your pension.
Yes, absolutely. Before I pop me clogs and people come and see me. Okay, but I mean, and I, to be honest with you, the way I feel today, I have a bit of a chest infection. I think I'm going to pop me clogs. I mean, if you were saying if it's a close relative, they should go to the funeral because you explained death to your five-year-old.
I've listened to the two of you. I listened to the two of you and I'm almost leaning the other direction now, but no, I'm a kind of firm believer. Like, I wouldn't bring my children to a random funeral, you know, like an aunt or an uncle or someone they're not close to.
Right.
But if it was a close relative, like my young lad, like, spent a lot of time with his granddad and he's very close to him, right? And he's 5 now, going on 6. I would be of the, now, the time hasn't, touch wood, the time hasn't come yet, you know, but I'd want to bring him to, you know, to say goodbye, to look at the body, to have closure.
And know? What, would you lift him up to give him a kiss on the forehead and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not that small, like, you know. He's 5. Yeah, well, I had the conversation. I was only saying it to your researcher there. I had the conversation with him last year. He asked me about death. And, oh, Daddy, what's going to happen when you die?
See, I mean, I don't know, because I remember, Dylan, I remember being that young, and I remember being terrified. Now, I don't know if anyone else has ever had this fear, maybe yourself, Pat or Dylan, being terrified my parents were going to die.
Yeah. I'm the same. No, I'm exactly the same myself.
Yeah, me too.
Well, when I was a kid, I think every kid has that fear.
I was almost in tears missing them in advance of.
Yeah.
You know, so I had to have this conversation with him anyway, and he was like, okay, well, what happens when you die? I said, listen, you know, that's it. Like, you only get one life, because he kind of thought, like, you get a respawn for an extra life, you know. Like,
yeah, you come back and you can have another go.
Yeah.
Which I believe we should be allowed to, by the way.
And he's looking at me, you know, kind of, I'm saying, no, like, when you die, that's it, you know. And there's no shame in it. There's no fear. There's no nothing. It's just, that's it. You die, you know. And
yeah.
Not that there's any right or wrong way to grieve or to, you know, anyone.
Are you religious, by the way? Are you religious, though?
I'm spiritual. I understand. Okay. Like, you wouldn't bring a baby into a funeral home.
Okay, but would you tell the 5-year old that he's going to God or heaven or something like that?
Let him find his own way. He's in a school which is religious. It's not an educated getter. So he has his own, you know, and I'm allowing him to have his own faith, you know, to find to follow something.
No, I'm just wondering, when you explain death, I'm sure at some point
No, see, that's it. I'm kind of steering away. I don't want to, you know, push him into any ideas of anything, because he'll come to his own beliefs. I'll let him believe what he believes in school and what he hears in his church in school.
Because when I was a kid, it was all about heaven, hell, purgatory, and limbo. Do you remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like, you know.
Oh, limbo.
Like,
do you remember limbo? I've never heard the word limbo in years.
Yeah, halfway between, you know.
We haven't quite decided what we're doing with you yet.
You're just floating around as an entity.
Yeah.
But, no, I think I would bring him for closure. And I, you know, I won't say toughen up or anything like that. Like, but there, I don't see why people are, like, pussyfoot around death. It's the only thing, and I said it to him.
I'm uncomfortable. The last funeral I went to, you know, they had the person in the coffin, you know, in the kind of front room of the house, whatever, you know, the open casket. And people were saying to me, do you want to go over and have a look before he goes, before you put the lid on? And I'm kind of going, yeah, grand. So why would a child want to see that? You know what I mean?
For me, I needed it in my own personal, I actually needed to see the person. You know, and as scary and horrifying as it was when it was death to you.
In fairness, Niall,
it was closure for me.
Yeah, sorry, Pat.
In fairness, Niall, you were asked. You know.
Yeah.
So I think that's a fair point.
But you kind of feel a bit of pressure to do it. You know what I mean? You're kind of put under a bit of pressure. Oh, do you want to see him before you go? No, you're grand.
I don't think he'll be. I don't think peer pressure affects you, Niall.
But I remember. I mean, I remember. I know this sounds really bad, you know, and horrible in some ways. But I'm not going to say whether it was male or female, because I don't want to identify the person, right? But I remember going in, and sadly, this particular person had a very slow death over a period of a year, and I hadn't seen them during that time. And when I saw them in the coffin, which I could see from a distance, it didn't look like them. And everybody was going, aren't they looking gorgeous? And all this. And I go, that doesn't look like the person I know. That's not what I want to remember. I want to remember this person as the vibrant, you know, relation that I had, you know, that I met every Christmas, that was always really good to me. It always gave me a couple of quid at Christmas and, you know, and this wonderful person that I knew. So I wanted to remember that and not this corpse that looks a lot older and not right.
No, and on that point, Niall, I found when looking at bodies, and you're dead right, when you look at them, they don't look like the person that you knew.
No.
You know, even after illness, but they don't actually, and there's a lot to be said now for the spirit involved in that, of how much our personality decides how we physically look. You know, when you meet somebody and you, as you said, your memory, and you're looking at them and you're going, oh, you're actually looking at the body, you know, the face, the outline, but it's not the person. Does that, if that make sense? And
oh, yeah.
As much as I believe in...
Oh, believe me, I understand that more than most, because I had to identify my brother's body.
Yeah, and as there is a spirit, I now, whether you believe that or not, but there is definitely a personality trait which comes out in people. And when you speak to them, you know, and then when you see the body, it's closure. It's like, okay, well, the person is gone. You know, if you see it very...
And I think for some people that might be okay, and some people might have to accept that. And as I said, I know more than most about how that feels, because unfortunately I was in a very awkward position going back about 25, 30 years ago. I can't remember exactly when it was, when my brother drowned. And my mother and father were so upset that I met my father at the morgue when he rang me that morning and said the police had found, or, you know, they think they had found his body because he was missing for 3 days. And my father couldn't go in and asked me to go in and identify the body. And they opened up this bag. And it was something that I'll never forget as long as I live. And I think there has to be another way around that. That I know that's a slightly separate issue. But when you see a person who doesn't look like the person anymore, it can have a devastating effect psychologically on you when you see that. You know what I mean? But that's a whole other issue, I suppose, in some sense. I want to go to Shane as well. Shane, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Shane? Shane, do you think it's appropriate for a child to go to a funeral?
No.
No.
I don't. As I was saying to Helena there, I got brought to a grandparent's rosary wake, whatever you call it. I was 7, maybe just 8, and it freaked me out completely, and I'm still extremely uncomfortable in those kind of situations now in my mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, when you see a person laid out, having been embalmed and stuff like that, it doesn't kind of look, I don't know, for want of a better word, doesn't look human anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm in those situations, and I was at a wake quite recently for somebody who died very, very suddenly, and I was in the room, and I find it very difficult to acknowledge the body, the coffin, you know, you'll ring up to shake hands, but I can't look at the deceased lying there, if you know what I mean.
And this idea of, too, and I often see it, you know, parents lifting children up, little small children, to give them a kiss or, you know, to rub their head and, you know, a body feels cold, obviously. I don't want to go into too much graphic detail there, because I know I'm conscious of the fact that people recently have died and are listening today. And I understand how that would feel for people. And for adults, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But I think for a child, that can have a very traumatic effect. I think it can.
I do, and look, when I lost another grandparent in my early to mid-20s, and, you know, when you're in the funeral home and they close the curtain around to give the family the last few minutes and people are rubbing and touching and kissing, I was inside the curtain, but I wasn't touching or anything like that. I think I put one hand on the deceased person's hand, and just the touch and feel of it, I just, you know, again, I said nothing to no one, like, but, you know, just...
It had an effect on you.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, it had a long-term effect on you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just uncomfortable for me. I don't like it. I can't, you know, if I walk into a room and there's a body there, I will look at it for all of about a second and a half, and that's it for me. I will look at anything else in the room but, you know, I suppose what you should be respectfully looking at, you know?
Yeah, and I know it's a very awkward conversation, but I think, you know, lads, you know, Dylan even as well, I know you said you talked to your 5-year-old about death. I think, I don't know even, Shane, is it right to have a conversation? How do you approach a conversation with a child at 5 years of age when they're not going to see granny or granddad or mum and dad even anymore? How do you approach that conversation? Do you just say they're dead, or do you say they're gone to a better place, or do you say they're gone on holidays? What do you say?
I'm
not religious. But, you know, I don't really believe in heaven, but I think that when you have a child asking you those questions, that, you know, where's granny gone or wherever, I think that maybe that is a time to bring in
no harm
conversation until they're old enough to actually process what death is and the finality of the whole thing.
You know, I think we're giving children of today a bit less, you know, intelligence than they are. I mean, children nowadays are different than I was. You know, the questions that my son asks me are streets ahead of where I was on my understanding of the world, and they're a lot more emotional. I've seen children emotionally, I won't say mature, but further ahead of where I was, you know. And I think in one way, I've never questioned anyone in the way they want to grieve. You know, everybody does it in different ways. Like, people lash out, people freak out, people scream, people cry, people go silent, you know, people cry in the shower, you know, and there's no right way to grieve or feel. So I'd never say to them, get up there and give your granddad a kiss or your grandmother a kiss, you know, or myself or, you know, my wife or whatever. I'd never say something like that.
Mm-hmm. No, I do understand what you're saying, and it's a difficult one. And even though, as you know, Shane rightly said, I'm not religious either, but I think, you know, when you're talking to a four-year-old or something like that about where somebody's gone, I wouldn't object to somebody saying, no, they're gone to a better place, or they're gone to holy God, or they're gone to heaven, because I think it's a nice way to tell a child that you're not going to see somebody again. But then they don't feel too bad about it because they think that parent or that grandparent has gone to somewhere special and nice. So they're not worried about them. You know, so I do understand that. I got to take a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Dave, I'll come to you in a second. Sorry, I've kept you waiting for so long. I do apologise to everybody. So many people interested in this topic. What is the right thing to say to a child of 5 or 6 years of age when somebody dies? And would you bring them to a funeral? Shane doesn't believe it's appropriate, particularly if there's a wake, to have a child present where there might be a body. I want to know what you think. How did you deal with that situation? All right, some of the messages come in. Hi, Niall. My daddy died when I was 9 years of age, and it was one of the worst experiences of my life. My granny brought me into the funeral to see my dad, but my mam didn't want me to go in. I can remember it like it was yesterday, and the cold feeling when I touched his hands will stay with me forever. I'm now in my 40s, and it's still to this day it affects me. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Dave, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Dave?
Well, what's crack?
Good, Dave. I mean, is it acceptable to bring a small child, you know, I don't know, under the age of, I suppose, 10 or so, to a funeral? I mean, is that okay? Is it an appropriate place for a child?
Well, my little fella's been to 7 family funerals in the last 5 years.
How old is he?
9.
7 funerals?
Yep.
Jeepers. Sorry to hear so many people are dying around you.
No, I mean, two of them, like, my missus lost her mother and her father within 6 months of each other. They weren't people like he didn't know. Like, they weren't like neighbors or far relations. Like, these were all people that he had a close personal relationship with, you know. And but I found what we always did was we never forced them. You know, we never said you have to go here and you have to go there, because what like our families do.
But
is,
you did bring him.
We brought him, but yeah. it was his own choice. You know, like,
well, it's not really, if he's 10, it's not really his own choice.
But it is really his own choice, because the thing is, the way we do it down here is they do a house wake one night for close friends and family, and then the following night then is the wake in the funeral home, and then the day after that is the actual funeral itself.
Right.
We've never brought him to the funeral home, because even as an adult, sitting there for hours, you know, in front of the coffin while people coming in shaking your hand, I mean, that just drains you anyway. But with the house wakes, what we always did was we'd never bring him, like, with, you know, he'd be at the back. So, like, the house it's always in is her auntie's house. So would you walk in the front door, on the left-hand side is the sit room. That's where they'd have the coffin. I would always go around the back with him, and we'd stay in the kitchen. And it was totally his own choice. If he wanted to go in or if he'd go or anything like that, it was totally up to him. And I found, like, I know, like, this, you know, this all depends on, like, on who you are. Some kids are a lot more emotionally intelligent than others. And some kids can't handle that kind of stuff. But he always wanted to be a part of it, because when my dad died, we tried to keep him away from the funeral stuff as much as possible. And we found it had the opposite effect, because he thought we didn't want him around. You know, and he said, like, the granddad not love me because I wasn't part of the funeral. So we always said, take it on your own speed. If you want to go in, you can go in. If you don't want to go in, you don't have to go in. You know,
and did he have a look in the coffin?
He had a look in the coffin. The last.
And what was his reaction the first time he did that? If you can remember, I don't know, the first time he did that. What was
it? It didn't really faze him, to be honest with you. He just accepted it. He said, they're gone to heaven now. And I said, yeah. And he said, well, that's okay. At least they're in a better place. One of the last funerals we had about 2 months ago, we were at the same house again, and myself and Mr. were getting ready to leave. I thought he was outside the kitchen reading a book. So I went out looking for him. He wasn't there. He wasn't outside. You know, it's enough all country roads, so I was getting kind of worried. We went in, and there he was in the sitting room, on his knees, saying a little prayer. And then he got up and said, okay, bye, Michael, and gave the guy a kiss and left. And he told us that made him feel better, because he said he prefers to be a part of it than be pushed off to the side. And myself, my missus, I've noticed, like, and I'm not just saying this because he's my kid.
Yeah, no, I get you.
But the youngster's a little sweetheart. Like, you know, if you...
Well, he does sound like it from what you're telling us,
yeah. Honest God, if you were to meet him and we were saying good luck, he'd run over and give you a hug before he left. It's almost like at such a young age, he has an appreciation for, you know, like that we're not all here forever.
And do you think he has... Okay, so, and do you think it's been, like, how long has he had this understanding of what death actually is?
Since he was about 4 or 5. Like, he's
and he know he knew you reckon he knew how final it was at that stage.
Oh, he knows the crack. He's fairly
no, because some kids, you know, they hear about death, but they just don't understand the finality of it. You know what I mean?
No, but that's it. And like, to be honest with you, just we've had so much stuff just where people get sick and people dying and stuff. It's impossible to shield them from. And like, death is a completely natural part of life. And I think if you approach the subject in a way that your child will understand, I think it'll work out. Because and there's a perfect example here of like keeping kids away. Is my nephew, his mother wouldn't let him go to my dad's funeral. She wouldn't let him go to the wake or anything like that. And he's actually said before that he really, really regrets that because he never got to say goodbye to granddad. Because I know like funerals can be very depressing.
Well, they can. Depressing by nature, but of course, because somebody's dead.
It can also be a very beautiful send-off for someone.
But I've been to some funerals that have been more uplifting, can I just say, I suppose, and I'm almost a bit of crack to some sense because people will eulogise over the individual that's dead and tell some, you know, nice stories and funny stories. It's the bit before. It's the wake in the house where there's a body and where there might be kids. But do me a favour, stay there for a second. Let me go to Lorraine. Lorraine, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Lorraine?
Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Good. Lorraine, you weren't allowed to go to your own mother's funeral.
No. And to this day, I regret it. I was 10 years old. She was cremated, so there was no grave to visit. And she went into hospital to have a baby. Well, the baby came home and she didn't. And
how old were you? How old? You were 10?
I was 10 and my sister was 5. And we weren't allowed to go to the funeral. And for many, 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 many years, every time I went into the city or the village, I used to look for her because I couldn't believe that she was gone. And it affected me badly. And because I never had a chance to say goodbye, so I didn't believe that she was gone.
So you saw her walking out the door pregnant and healthy, and the next thing you knew, she was gone. That was the end of it, and you never got to say goodbye.
Yeah. And I just think that when it's close family, like a mum or a dad or a granddad or a grandma, that you should be allowed to go as a child, because then you know and you see and you can say goodbye and you understand that they've gone for good.
And what age do you think, okay, 10, and Dave talks about his 10-year-old as well, but what about, you know, and I did say at the start of the show that if it's a mother or father or a sibling, I can understand completely because you're right, you know, that the person could end up resenting you for the rest of your life for not letting them go.
Yeah.
But what about, you know, friends, family, or, you know, uncles, aunts, cousins? I mean, do they need to be at those funerals?
I think it depends on how close the family is. If the auntie and the uncle and the granddad and the grandpa are very close to the family, then yes, they should be allowed to go and say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Look, I don't think a 4-year-old would actually understand, so that doesn't matter. But by the time of understanding, I mean, most kids have had pets that died, so they know that that person's not coming back. Mm-hmm. If they see the person, I'm not saying they must go to the wake and see the body, and that just a funeral service would be fine, and the coffin going out, that would be fine. And if they're going to be buried, maybe go to the burial as well. But I just need.
I mean, you remember your mum, obviously.
Yes, I do. I just think that children should be allowed to say goodbye.
But what I'm trying to say is, you, although I know it's had a traumatic effect on you that you weren't allowed to go to the funeral, but you do remember your mum, you know, as the healthy, loving mother that she was. Whereas you'll have kids who might go and see their dad or their mum in a coffin, and they see this as somebody mentioned earlier on, it almost doesn't look like them anymore. It's a corpse. And I don't know if I'd be happy with the child having that memory of their parent or that memory of a friend or a cousin or a relation. You know,
like I say, I wouldn't perhaps take them to the wake where you look into the coffin, but to go to the church to the funeral service, I think is important.
And you and what can I ask? How old you are now, Ryan?
73.
You're 73.
Yep.
You don't, Lorraine, you do not sound 73 years of age. You're the sprightliest 73-year-old I've ever heard. That was a long time. That was 63 years ago.
That's right.
Cheapers,
and I think about it every day.
And you still think about because it to this day, yeah?
Because I still miss her.
I know, I'm sure you do. And I'm sure you miss her more by the fact that you never got to say goodbye, so to speak.
Yeah, that's it, eh?
Because most people will see somebody die, you know, who's sick. They might go visit them in hospital, so they get an opportunity to say a few things, you know. I remember with my own mother, for 2 days before she died, I knew she was dying and she knew she was dying. God, she told me more stuff than she told me in her whole life in that 2 days. And she was spilling the beans and everything, really. She was almost going to tell me who shot John F. Kennedy, you know what I mean? But Lorraine, I have to say, you sound wonderful for 73 years of age. What's your secret?
Thank you now.
What's your secret?
I don't know. I think all the hardships that I've gone through in my life, maybe that's what's kept me young. I don't know.
All right, Lorraine, it was lovely talking to you. All right, thank you very much indeed.
You take care. All right,
we've got to take a few more callers after the break on that one. I mean, okay, I've only got a few minutes left anyway. But the question is it appropriate to bring a child to a funeral? When I say child, you know, 5 or 6 year old. Brian, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Brian?
Thank you. Well,
good, Brian. Well, firstly, condolences. Yeah, I believe you lost your wife only 4 years ago.
I did, just caught off the phone. Yesterday, there's a discussion of, you know, people, where children should maybe go to the funerals and stuff like that. I suppose, like, my situation, so it was quite upsetting, obviously, for everybody, you know.
How old was your wife, Brian? How old was she?
Ruth was 38, and she was 39 weeks pregnant, so... When I left that hospital that night, I was coming home to a 4.5-year-old daughter, a son who just turned 3, and a newborn baby.
And no wife. And no wife, and unfortunately. No wife. I'm sorry, that's devastating. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Thank you very much. It never entered my head, really, to bring them to the funeral. It was too upsetting for everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my thinking behind it was I didn't want them seeing everybody else at such a young age being so upset. You know, and that maybe sticks with them more so.
So the oldest wasn't even 5 years of age yet, so, yeah.
Yeah, that was even 5, so.
Yeah.
Even now it's still hard to, you know, the other day, my daughter asked, how do you get to heaven, you know, so they're still...
Has your daughter ever said to you, who'd be nearly 8 now, I suppose, is she 8 years of age now, 9 years of age now?
She's got 8, yeah.
Yeah, has she said to you, like, you know, did we not go to Mammoth's funeral, or has she ever questioned that?
Never questioned. They've asked where they had the funeral.
Yeah.
And I said no, and explained that, they were too young to go, kind of. They did get to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Suffered an aneurysm, so she was in a coma for 2 days.
Okay.
And on the Saturday, the wonderful staff in Beaumont says, why don't you bring the kids in to Mammy?
Okay.
And I was like, whoa, no, that's it. And one of the nurses kind of put me aside and said, do this a lot.
Yeah, it'll be the best thing to do because they knew she wasn't going to make it. Yeah.
Yeah, you will look back on it in years to come and go, yes, I'm glad I did that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did that more so than not bringing them to the funeral.
Yeah, but at least they had that opportunity in the hospital to say goodbye.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and to see her.
Family was unconscious and stuff, but they got to take her with the bed as if she was sleeping. And they got to do, you know, the nurses were wonderful. They had paint and everything. They did handprints, you know, and all this kind of thing. But at that age... I know people, you know, if it's maybe a long-term illness and if the grandparent or something like that, they may consider it. But
because it's very similar to what the previous caller was telling us, that her, when she was 10, her man went to have a baby and never came home.
Yeah. So, yeah, for all intents and purposes, that's what my kids, well, they didn't see that because unfortunately it happened at home and they were there when it happened.
Right.
So they kind of were there for me.
And how are you getting on now, Brian, with three young children on your own? Are you managing all right?
It's tough going. There's times when you don't want to go on. You know, they get out of the bed anyway, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But what for them, you know, I would really struggle, you know.
Yeah.
I'll explain it as well, similar to what some people were saying in relation to going to graveyards like yourself and stuff like that. I felt as if, oh God, I have to go.
Yeah.
And after a while, different things were gone, and you go, I don't have to sit there, you know, to
think of the person. Yeah, you can think of the person at home if you want to,
You know, and I like that with three young kids as well, so it's like, oh God, I feel terrible now because I didn't do that. But then you realise, I can do this at home, you know, I can talk away at home, I can, you know, pay me respect, you know, wherever I am, you know.
Yeah.
So I understand that as well. You know, we have a grave site, but kids being so young, and even now still being so young, we go to it, but just really on a special occasion, someone's Andy's birthday, my birthday, you know, the kids, Christmas, something like that. I mean, literally just call in for a minute because I don't want it to burden them, you know.
And I understand that completely. I would be completely in 100% agreement with you because as much as you want them to remember their mother, you don't want to burden them with the grief of it constantly all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was the same myself with other people, and I would still be the same now, even after what I've been through. But aunts, things, anything like that, I would not go in to see them, you know, in the funeral home or whatever. I'm thinking of, I remember them as I remembered them before.
Yeah. Well, look, Brian, I'm sorry I'm running out of time, but I wish you well, and fair play to you, by the way, because it's not an easy thing to do, to get over that kind of grief and also look after three very young children at the same time. And your wife was so young when you lost her, so look, my condolences to you and your family and everybody else, and I hope you have a wonderful future, and so do your kids. You sound like a good father.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.